Religious Leaders, and the Lesson of the Scopes Trial.
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known author and speaker from Australia. Well, what lessons should the Church learn from the Scopes Trial of 1925, Ken?
Well, the ACLU lawyer, Clarence Darrow, had a number of the religious leaders of the day write out their views as testimony for the trial. And they were included in the transcript of this famous trial. And the main message from these religious leaders was this: you need to trust the scientists and the evidence they have for evolution. Therefore, you don't have to take Genesis literally. You know, I'd love to have those religious leaders here today. Nearly all the so-called evidence for evolution portrayed in the transcript of the Scopes trial has been discarded, and by evolutionists themselves. But the Bible has not changed. What would they say now, I wonder? Let me ask you, the listener, a question. Where do you put your faith? In the words of sinful, fallible scientists who weren't there at the beginning, who don't know everything, whose theories change all the time, or in the word of the infallible, sinless God, who knows everything, who has always been there, and whose word does not change? Don't be like the religious leaders in the days of the Scopes trial.
Many Christian leaders today believe in the Big Bang and a universe that's billions of years old. But what does the Bible teach? And what does true science say? Read our fascinating booklet, Astronomy and the Bible, when you visit our website, answersradio.com. The booklet's free at our faith-building website, answersradio.com.